Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as of today, a new HSE immunisation programme is available to protect newborn babies against RSV. And to tell us more about it, I'm joined now by the Director of the HSE National Health Protection Office, Dr. Eamon O'Moore. Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us on this. So tell us a little bit more about this RSV immunisation programme and why the HSE has decided to roll it out for newborns.
Thanks very much. Well, this is a good news story. So we are rolling out really officially from the 1st of September, a new programme to provide immunisation against the impact of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which is a common respiratory virus, which impacts a whole range of people, but the people often most acutely impacted are the very young. So newborns less than 6 months of age are among those who suffer the most harm. This immunization program is a monoclonal antibody, a drug called nirsevimab, which has been found in clinical trials to reduce the adverse outcome from RSV in terms of hospitalizations in clinical trials by up to 80%. And it's an exciting development to protect people. So RSV is a very common infection, but unfortunately, a minority of infants who are infected end up getting quite acutely ill. So, for example, in last winter, which is one of the worst RSV seasons we'd seen, around 1,400 children aged less than 1 year of age were hospitalized, and over 100 of them ended up in ICU. Now, the intervention that we're giving, which is given in the early days of life, will protect children from these adverse outcomes for the whole of the RSV season, so around 150 days. And RSV is most common in early autumn and into winter. Mm-hmm. So this intervention is really providing a high degree of protection from the worst outcomes of RSV, and is being provided in maternity hospitals in the first days of life.
Okay, can I ask you a little about RSV?
Of course.
I'm sure you have done the analysis of trends over the years. Have you seen that there has been an increase in serious impacts on young babies in recent years? And if so, do we know why that is the case?
So, yeah, it's an interesting story. So during the COVID pandemic, in the early years of the pandemic, we saw almost no other respiratory viruses at all. So COVID was this juggernaut that pushed everything out of the way. Post-COVID, we saw almost a rebound phenomenon with more cases of other respiratory infections being seen in winter. And last winter was the most significant RSV year for some time. So it's not that we're necessarily seeing more severe RSV infections so much as, because we were seeing more cases, the proportion of children admitted to hospital was obviously the same, but the total number was larger than in previous years. And that led to significant impacts on hospital services, as well as obviously causing distress for parents.
Now, Sinead has been in touch and she would like to know, given that the illness significantly affects children under the age of one, could you ask why this is being rolled out just to newborns and the other under ones are not included?
So the group of children that have been selected for this Pathfinder programme are based on the advice that we've received from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, NIAC, who've recommended that for this coming winter, we offer this as a Pathfinder to children who are newly born and those who are in particular groups that would have received another treatment of a monoclonal antibody called palivizumab. So we're implementing this from the 1st of September in line with advice from NIAC. Now, I should say that Chief Medical Officer, former Chief Medical Officer, commissioned HICWA to undertake what's called a health technology assessment to look at new interventions for RSV to inform a wider program that would include older adults. It would also include a broader range of children and options for antenatal injections for pregnant women to protect neonates. That health technology assessment was received by the department just a few weeks ago, is currently under consideration, and that may inform a broader programme for winter 2025-2026. So for this coming winter, this Pathfinder programme is being delivered by HSC to the target groups of children born in maternity hospitals and a select group of other children who would have also received monoclonal antibodies as a pathfinder. And the key point here is that we will also learn from that pathfinder program things that may inform the decision about a wider program of implementation. Okay. And the Department of Health will make that choice.
But for now, right now, babies born from the 1st of September, so in just a couple of days' time, until the 28th of February of next year, will automatically be offered this vaccination in the maternity hospital.
That's correct. So in the first days of life, midwives who worked obviously with mums will provide the advice, will provide the administration of the immunisation. So this is, we understand, a difficult time for many people, an exciting time, a joyous time, but also a scary time. So it's really important that trusted advisors who've been with women who, through the birth process, are part of the support system to them in helping them make those informed decisions to offer this protection to their newborn infants. And as I said, this is a really important intervention to prevent harm.
Eamon, thank you very much. That's Dr. Eamon O'Moore, and you can find more information on the HSE website. If you search for immunisation, you'll find it there under the new RSV vaccination programme. That's Dr. Eamon O'Moore, who's Director of the HSE National Health Protection Office.